The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Fall 2011 Newsletter. The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, FRIENDS, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization which promotes financial assistance and acts as an advocacy group for the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, TBBC. We meet twice a year on the first Saturdays of June and December. We alternate locations between Middlesex County in June and Mercer County in December to accommodate the northern and southern members. At our meetings, we receive reports from library staff concerning the developments of the TBBC and discuss ways we can work together to meet the needs of its patrons. We look forward to seeing you at our next meeting. For more details and to become a member, see our application in this newsletter. And that's the end of that article. Greetings to all our friends from the President. Fall has arrived again, and it was the time for festivals. For instance, TBBC's Fall Festival and Oktoberfest. Now is the time to reflect on our goals for the future of TBBC. One of my goals is to have the outspoken library a real spoken library by means of adaptive equipment for all patrons to use on any kiosk the library has provided for downloads. I have a homework project for you. Go to the libraries where TBBC has installed the kiosk to see if you can use it without assistance. Report back and ask questions at the next Friends meeting for the library to qualify their answers. Winter is also approaching, which is the time to snuggle down with a good book. At the last Friends meeting, the library said they could convert cassette books into a digital form if the master copy was good. It would take some time to receive your request. I took advantage of their offer, and I was pleasantly surprised by their fast response. I have been reading articles about books on Newsline, which gave me ideas for books I wanted to read. If I was interested in one of the books, I checked out the Braille and Audio Reading Downloads website, known as BARD, B-A-R-D, an online public access catalog known as OPAC, O-P-A-C, on the TBBC site to see if they were available. During the spring, my husband had an accident. He's progressing nicely. After his hospitalization, he was admitted to Roosevelt Care Center for a month. He goes for physical therapy 3 times a week. He appreciates the generous gift the Friends gave him and their thoughtfulness. Throughout his recovery period, he has been continuously reading. We both are enjoying being in TBBC's book club. Instead of being there in person, we join the members through a conference call. December's meeting is next to my last meeting as the Friends president. For the past 7 years, I have either been the Friends vice president or president. I have been honored to serve in both posts, and I wish the best for the next board of directors. As a friend, I will continue to promote new ideas for the stability and future of TBBC. Hopefully, I will see you there. Respectfully yours, Elizabeth Doherty, President, Friends of NJLBH. New website. After much anticipation, the Friends website is in operation and available to all of us. The URL for this site is http://friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org and is very easy to navigate. As you will see, the website contains our membership form, our newsletters, information about the Friends organization, and frequently asked questions. We hope you will enjoy all the links to sites of interest. In addition to the TBBC, the National Library Service, NLS, and the BARD site, there are links to sites dealing with the causes of blindness, the various blind organizations, government and state sites, guide dog schools, and travel and leisure activities. We hope you will visit our website because you will surely benefit from its many features. The Friends officers would like to thank Dave Casterline for helping us to put the website together and for his dedication to this project. And that's the end of that article. Highlights from the TBBC Fall Festival. On October 8th, approximately 250 persons, both blind and sighted, gathered at the grounds for sculpture for the TBBC's Fall Festival, whose primary sponsors were the TBBC, the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, NJCBVI, and the Little Rock Foundation. The Grounds for Sculpture donated the use of their site for this memorable occasion. Quote, "It was a beautiful day, and all those who attended enjoyed the atmosphere and the activities. Since the weather was nice, many of the activities took place outdoors," stated Mary Kearns Kaplan, the outreach director for TBBC. The keynote speaker, Miriam Ascarelli, discussed her book, Independent Vision, Dorothy Harrison Eustace and the Seeing Eye. The children enjoyed the sand sculpting workshop, and many people had their first experience learning some beginning yoga postures. The Grounds for Sculpture offered several guided walking tours where blind participants could touch and feel the outlines of various sculptures. There were also carts available to transport people from one area of the grounds to another. The TBBC staff members were also available to download books onto the National Library Service, NLS players, for readers who requested them. One of the attendees, Chris Ward, stated that, quote, "The Grounds for Sculpture was the perfect location for the TBBC 2011 Fall Festival. The workshops were the best part. The sand sculpting, casting, and spinning were hands-on activities. The aroma weaving was a social group-building exercise, and the outdoor yoga was vigorous and relaxing. The attendees were able to take their crafts home, and it was a good day for everyone. The Grounds for Sculpture is an excellent venue, and they are excellent partners with TBBC." End of quote. The Friends were advocate sponsors of the event. And that's the end of that article. Options for reading the Friends newsletter. Several Friends members informed us that they no longer have cassette players on which to read the newsletter. The newsletters are recorded at normal speed and can be played on any commercial cassette recorder. Options for reading our newsletter: large print, cassette, email, on our website, which is friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org, and on Newsline. If you wish to change the media in which you receive the newsletter, please complete and return the attached membership form. And that's the end of that article. The Friends Newsletter on Newsline. To access the Friends Newsletter on Newsline, dial into the service via the local dial-up number provided when you signed up, or dial the toll-free number 1-888-882-1629. If this is the first time you have dialed into the system in more than a month, the system will prompt you to enter your login information. At this point, you will need to enter your 6-digit identification number. It will then prompt you to enter your 4-digit security code. These numbers were assigned to you when you first signed up for the service. If you have not yet signed up for the service or do not remember your login information, contact Newsline at 1-866-504-7300 to get your login information or sign up for the service. Once you are signed up and logged in, you will be presented with a main menu of options. Choose option 2 off the main menu, which is your state's information channel. Next, select option 3 for the New Jersey information channel. Then follow the prompts for Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. This is currently option number 11, but this can change as sections are added or removed from the service. Now you will find a list of selections where the newsletter is located. At this point, press number 3 to skip to the beginning of the next article until you find the article you wish to read. You can also move back to the beginning of the current article by pressing number 2, or moving back to the previous article by pressing number 1. Happy reading! Enjoy the Friends newsletter on Newsline. And that's the end of that article. Nominating Committee, June 2012 Elections. At our June 2012 meeting, the Friends will be electing the slate of officers who will be holding positions for the next 2 years. A nominating committee has been appointed, consisting of Pat Kay, Jim Doherty, and Lauren Casey. If you would like to be considered for an office, please contact one of the committee members at friendsnjlbh@yahoo.com or 609-895-1048. That's the end of the article. Meeting Notice. The next semi-annual meeting of the Friends will be on December 3, 2011, from 10 a.m. to noon at the Hamilton Public Library. It is located at 1 Justice Samuel Alito Jr. Way, Hamilton, New Jersey, 08619. The cross street is Whitehorse Mercerville Road. Their phone number is 609-581-4050. Lunch will be served following the meeting at a cost of $5. Directions. From the north, take Route 1 south, past Quaker Bridge Mall and Mercer Mall. Take the jug handle getting onto Route 295 south. After driving 2 miles, get off at exit 65A at Sloan Avenue East. Proceed 0.7 miles on Sloan Avenue. Turn right at the second light onto Quaker Bridge Road, that's County Road 533, and continue for 2.6 miles. Quaker Bridge Road becomes Whitehorse Mercerville Road at 5 points. Turn right onto Justice Samuel Alito Jr. Way. That is the sixth light after you turn onto Quaker Bridge Road. The library is on the left. If you reach Coosa Road, you have gone too far. Alternate route from the north. Take the New Jersey Turnpike south to exit 7A. Pick up Route 195 west and follow the directions from the east. From the east, take Route 195 west onto Route 295 north. Get off at exit 61A and follow the directions from the south. From the west, take Route 95 north, which becomes Route 295 south at Route 1. Get off at Sloan Avenue, exit 65A, and follow the directions from the north. From the south, take Route 295 north. Get off at exit 61A, Arena Drive East. Turn left onto Whitehorse Avenue, which becomes Whitehorse Mercerville Road, and travel 1.3 miles. Turn left onto Justice Samuel Alito Jr. Way. The library is on the left. If you have any questions, phone the Lucas's cell at 609-638-4232. And to our members, please remember to pay your dues if you've not done so already. Our membership is from July 1st through June 30th. Thank you. That's the end of the article. A heartfelt thank you. The Friends would like to thank the following people for their very generous donations: James Doherty, Lisa Valvano, and Sheila Weisfeld. End of article. And now I'll read the information that is on the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind membership form. They ask for your name, your street address, your city, state, and zip, your telephone with the area code, your email address if you have one, your preferred media format, which would be either large print, tape, or email. And then you're asked to tell whether you are eligible for NJLBH services. It's either a yes or a no. Then the amount of dues is also on there. Individual member is $15 and a family membership is $30. And there's a line for a donation if you choose to do that. And then if you make a donation, if you wish to make a donation in memory or in honor of somebody, then the name for that person you provide underneath there. If you want to send an acknowledgement for a memorial gift, then you're asked to send it to the person and that person's name, address, city, state, and zip. And then if you've made a bequest in your will, then there's a place for that as well, and you just check that off. And if you are sending in your check for your membership, then you return this form together with your check payable to the Friends of the NJLBH, P.O. Box 434, Woodbridge, New Jersey, 07095. And that's the end of that article. And that is the end of the Fall 2011 Friends of the Library newsletter.